What happened to the music?
Perfect. Ah, yes, I'm glad we hit stream. This is the cold open.
Did it play?
Yeah.
Is it playing?
Yeah, but it don't look like it's working.
Perhaps we'll go without the music tonight, Joe.
Damn it, that music has to play. I insist.
I'm not confident in our video usage tonight.
What happened?
I don't know.
All right.
What'd you do?
You're watching behind the scenes.
Oh, the volume's up.
Oh, oh there it is.
Sorry, that's more like it.
Good evening, everybody. You are watching Davin's Den on Ustreams live from the compound. In the first 5 seconds, we already had our first hiccup, but yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Most certainly is, but in some cases, you might want the gunshot wound.
Sure, we're back. It's been a month of hiatus, and we are back, and we're ready to go. If you want to call in later, the number is 877-962-6846, or you can chat on us live from the compound chat room on Ustream or the Davin's Den Facebook page. I'll be checking that tonight.
Nice.
While you are there, feel free to click like. I'm your host, Davin Rosema, and as always, I am joined by stand-up comedian Joe Curry.
That is correct. Hello, everyone. How are you? We missed you in the time that we were away.
And the man who always finds time to karaoke, Mr. Anthony Cumia.
Oh, yes.
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
Behind
yes.
The scenes.
Yes, we broke in. And Pip Helix is under the weather, so we hope she gets better soon.
That's right.
Ton of things to get to tonight. But first, in that month that we've been off the air, Joe, we have not been lazy. We've been working on things behind the scenes.
Most certainly have.
Davin's Den now has a webpage, so you can check that out on davincomedy.com. While you're there, you can actually listen to our old shows from our terrestrial radio days. You can also click on our link onto iTunes. We're now on iTunes from the old terrestrial radio days. On WTBQ, you can go there, go to our Facebook page, click like.
Go to our Facebook page. We don't have enough people on it. Go to our Facebook page, click like, stream there, frolic there. Please click like.
Stream there?
I don't even
know what that means.
It means stream, like a fish. Like, when you know, see salmon, they go upstream.
You know what they can also do? I'm going to get you out of this here.
When
they go to our page, they can also go to the, click on the little Davin's Den logo and watch us live. Because a lot of people were confused when they saw Anthony shooting a gun, like, we don't understand.
Right.
Even though we've been doing shows with him for a couple of months,
right.
They were still confused.
Right.
So now they could see our little link, click on that, and they go come here live.
We've hoped this ironed is all out for you.
Yes, so check it out, davincomedy.com. The Davin's Den page is on there. We're also working on reemerging from the compound, getting the terrestrial radio. We have the press kits done. Just going to send them out to get some agents.
Yes.
So lots of cool things.
Yes.
So it's been a while since we've been off. Before I left, I was wowing you all with my impending stand-up comedy gig at a strip club. I know everybody was impressed.
How did that work, Amber?
Well, I was on the main stage, Joe.
Really?
Yeah, way to lose your headphones, stupid.
My ear fell so much.
So I played X-rays in Newton, New Jersey on a Sunday.
X-rays.
The owner says it's classy. It doesn't sound like a strip club. Okay.
So you can get an MRI while you're going to be shown at you. What are you going to go into? We're going to put bubbles in a tube.
As far as strip club owners go, he was a very sweet man.
Really?
As far as strip club owners go. But he had no idea. So I pull in there. There's no cars in the parking lot.
Well, typical gig of yours. Okay.
Get the shots in now, Joe. Your time's coming. The problem is this strip club X-Rays is usually closed on a Sunday night. So they thought they would do comedy on a night when they're normally closed. So there's no strippers there. On top of this, he's like, you know what? Let's make it a dinner show. So he ordered out for some food.
You ordered out for some food?
He ordered out. There was a nice little buffet at the strip club.
What kind of buffet? I mean, you ordered...
He went to an Italian place. Good food.
Sounds like a friend's party.
I know. So is it... What is it, ZD, a hero?
No heroes. You know, the ZD.
That's for sure.
Wow! See, that's how it's done. Yeah, you know, the typical spread, a little antipasta, I think.
Antipasta?
Typical spread of the other days.
It's on fire! Wow! Glad you got that shit worked out before the show with the pause and all. That was
Jesus.
Good, Anthony. So there's nobody there except for, like, four people that work at the club and me and... Rich Carucci, which is never a good sign when we're the only ones there. But he's hopeful people will come in. And here's the problem with having a comedy show at a strip club. If you're a dude, you can't go to your special lady, hey, let's go to the strip club for a comedy show. Because you're not supposed to know there's a strip club.
Or a comedy show.
Well, you can know there's a comedy show. You can't know there's a comedy show at the strip club.
But you know it's a strip joint.
Yes, but if you're the missus, you don't want your man to say, hey, I was just coming out of x-rays the other night after I got a handy in the bathroom, and I was saying, hey, they're doing comedy on Sunday night. Why don't you come with me?
Isn't there a sign outside?
What?
Isn't there a sign outside, Comedy Sunday?
I probably.
Yeah.
It clearly did not work.
You know, that's a good thing.
So now he orders the food. There's no clientele, and we have a cameraman. He hired a special cameraman for this, with a really big camera, something Anthony would be impressed by, I'm sure. So now I'm like, I'm now in contact with the agency that hired me. I'm like, are we doing a show? Do you want me to do a show? You know, it's going back and forth. Finally, I decide, we'll do a show because these guys want to do a show and I want to get paid. So we'll just do an abbreviated show. So we do the abbreviated show. So now the strip.
Hold on. What's an abbreviated show? How long is an abbreviated show?
I'm doing like 30, right, and Rich is doing like 20, as opposed to like 30 and 45 or an hour. Cut it a little short. They get a little taste. We get the hell out of there. We get our money. You know, I get paid in singles, and I get the hell out of there. But now this is a typical strip club in the fact that it's the stage in the middle, and all the seats are around the stage, and. And of course, you have the two poles, like in the middle of the.
Of course.
So now the cameraman, because they want to film this for a commercial to keep the comedy going to get more people in there. So the cameraman's giving us direction before the show. He's like, "All right, now I want you to look over to the right, where nobody's sitting." And I want you to tell a joke over there. And then I want you to look to the left, like tell a joke over there. I go, "Hold on." I go, we can either do a comedy show or we could do a commercial, but we ain't doing both. Because
really?
I'm not telling jokes to people that aren't there. I'm going to tell to the four idiots that are there. And of course, our host is a part-time stripper who's never done comedy before. But of course.
Was she hot?
We'll get to that. Hmm. So my pal Rich Carucci goes up there and shotguns his act for 20 minutes. Just plows through the material like a professional would. I can't do that. I have things on my mind that I need to discuss with this gentleman. He's sitting right there with the host, you know, all canoodling and everything. And now I look to my left and I look to my right, and I see that the poles are covered with paper, white paper, and plastic ivy. I said, well, how come you covered the poles with paper and ivy? He goes, oh, to make it fancy. I go, I don't think...
No expense spared.
I go, I don't
think... Tray of ziti and some paper mache. Woohoo, it's showtime, folks.
I go, no disrespect. I don't think you know what the word fancy means.
Apparently not. No, yeah. Not a wow.
We're going to class up the show. Put the cock rings in the corner where nobody can see them. We're going to class it up tonight. And then I go off on the cameraman. I go, you're giving us direction. You're telling us to perform to empty bar stools. I go, only a comic would you do that to. You would never go to Amber the stripper and go, hey, you see that empty bar stool over there? I want you to smush your tits to that. You'd never do that, but only a fucking comic would you do it. So then I go, do you date any of the girls? He's like, no, I try to separate business and pleasure. Meanwhile, the host has got his hands in his lap and everything. I go, well, what's this? Well, this is kind of dating. Well, clearly you don't know about keeping business from pleasure away. I go, a lot of these places, the girls are like, you know, have stretch marks and gunshot wounds. Are they like that here? Yeah, pretty much. He can't even talk well about his broad.
I would think if the club was doing well, they wouldn't want to sacrifice a night that they're doing well.
But they weren't doing anything on Sunday.
Well, that's just it.
Because Sunday's the Lord's Day.
If they were doing well, what, they're not allowed to do anything on Sunday?
I don't know, but you know what stripper... According... Because I asked, I go, are there going to be any strippers here today? He was like, well, most of the strippers are moms, so they're taking care of their kids on Sunday.
You don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that. You don't want to...
She's cooking the Bisquick in the morning.
Yeah, they're busy doing porn.
She hasn't taken...
They're in swank, you know?
How do you wake up to mom with body glitter still on her? I mean, yeah, that's really. Kind of... You jump in mom's bed, she still smells like 40 sweaty dudes. You don't want to climb into bed with mom.
Oh.
So that was the last show they did.
Wow, that was it. Huh? That was it. Opened and closed it.
They canceled the next show the following Saturday because it was supposed to be on Sunday because they didn't have any reservations. Really?
Oh, they had reservations, all right.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They were still booing them when we came on.
The four people who were there liked us a lot. I mean, I'm like trying to pick up this guy's spirits and everything. Because I book clubs. I would never book a strip club because I know it's a fiasco. Yeah. But as a comic and a whore, I'll take the money if it's an hour from my house on a Sunday and everything. So I don't want to blow it for the other agencies. I'm like, yeah, it could work, but you know, it's going to take time to build and get the work.
You got to build the audience. Yeah.
We played a strip club when Rocco was together. Oh, we played Cafe Royal.
Cafe Royale. What a place.
Are we getting chatters over there? I hate to... All right, because... All right. Three devices and still no connection from somebody on the Facebook thing.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I'm sorry, Joe. Go on with your Rocco story.
We played a... Rocco played a... the Cafe Royale. We played Boobstock.
Oh, I forgot Boobstock.
Remember Boobstock?
It was stunk.
It sucked a dick. It was awful. It was
So you played strip clubs too?
Yeah.
Were the strippers there?
Were they in? I forgot.
Yeah, I think they were. In between our sets, they'd get up there and shake.
So at least you had something to look at.
Yeah, but...
I had to look at Rich Carucci, who's got a nice rack, but I don't need to be watching that.
Yeah, but, you know, usually when you go up, you know, you're after the chicks, like, get the fuck off the stage! The fuck?
See, that was the one good thing about not having to go up, because I've heard about comedy shows where the comics go up between the girls, and comics have done that. I wouldn't want to do
terrible.
That. That's I'd rather go on a night when there's nobody there. Right. Because, you know, it's just the indignity of performing in a bad situation without people yelling at me, show your tits. I don't need that type of pressure. So, Joe.
Yes?
What's been going on in the world of McClinton?
Everything has been going fine.
You're a liar. Tell us the truth, or I'll tell these people the truth.
You can tell the people the truth.
You're not gonna. After the shit you've been saying, you're not gonna tell these people what's going on?
Well, we hit a little bump in the road.
A little bump? Like
bump
the fucking Titanic hitting the iceberg.
Little bitty bump. Seems our lead singer is... not quite the most honest guy you'd ever want to
be. A shyster is the word.
A shyster.
Oh, boy.
So he was, we were signing a deal with Interscope Records. And
sure you were.
And, well, you know, believe me, I wish it was a fucking lie. I was signing a deal with Interscope Records, and he looks at the contract and tells Interscope Records that his lawyer, and names the lawyer, looked at this contract and it was no good. Little did he know, the lawyer that he named wrote the contract at Interscope Records.
What an asshole.
What did he pick a name from?
I guess he found a prominent entertainment lawyer and used that name.
What a genius move that was.
Not realizing that that prominent lawyer worked for Interscope Records. I wrote the contract! So he burnt that bridge. Meanwhile, our manager found out, doesn't want to work with him, which means he doesn't want to work with us till we get rid of him. Then we did. Then our CD was being released, and it turned out that a lot of the songs he didn't own.
What do you mean he didn't own them?
No.
How do you copy?
Was he doing? Were you guys doing covers?
We were doing a cover of "In the Air Tonight" from Phil Collins that turned into the White Album.
I take it no royalties were paid to the for that
no,
song.
No, Sean P. getting paid.
So
pretty much everything felt like a house of cards. We did a video.
From our album Clusterfuck. Yeah. This is
the stupid McClinton album that he's been pushing down your fucking throats for a damn month is never going to happen. And you know what? Say thank you, because I heard the vocals and they stink.
Whoa.
You're very upset.
Because you ruined everything.
You were a prick
to deal with these past
couple
months. I ruined Zombo. I've been nothing but nice.
That's not true.
Horseshit. I'm a very nice man.
Now, Joe likes to... Have you ever heard a McClinton track?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Now, Joe likes to say that the singer sings with feeling. The feeling of a stomachache.
Oh, shit.
Terrible. He's a nice guy, but he's terrible. He can't... The band is good. Musically, they're good. I like the band. I let everybody listen to it because I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'm just being jaded. Maybe I'm being a dick. Let other people hear it go, this is terrible. It sounds like he wants to be somebody else. It sounds like bad Nickelback tunes. Like if there's good Nickelback tunes, these are like the bad Nickelback.
Nickelback is pretty good.
But McClinton is not.
It's good. The music's good.
The music is good. Too bad you don't own that.
Well, what are you going to do?
So now that was the guy's name?
Mike McClinton, yes.
Mike McClinton.
So now you got to change the name of the band also.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that. Yeah.
We're going back to Race Odyssey.
So this is... Oh, boy. So this is...
You've been eavesdropping, have you?
A complete retooling.
Yes, we're probably going to get another...
Now, wasn't the guy who was the guitarist that was a major get, this guy Chris?
Yeah.
Wasn't he the first to jump ship when all this went down?
No, it was pretty. Looked like the Costa Concordia when it was happening.
Everybody abandoned
it. It wasn't a pretty sight, you know. So basically, what we did is this: we have one more gig left. We have one more gig left. We're playing Mexicali Blues.
That ought to be a comfy gig.
Yeah.
Everybody looking at the singer wanting to kill him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, he played Friday. I had a comedy gig. I couldn't do it, but he played Friday. We had two commitments left. The band played Friday, and I heard that the gig went really, really well, where everybody agreed to do Mexicali Blues. We're playing Mexicali Blues in Teaneck. April 22nd.
Really? You're still giving plugs to a band that's defunct?
Well, the final gig.
It's the final gig. Yeah. Why can't people come
down? Now, let's give a little background on this. And I'm a little loud. Can we turn this down? I get feedback.
Oh, yeah. You're number one.
Well, let's... Hypothetically.
Well, you serve it up, stupid's going to spike it. Yeah. Now, Joe had a...
Did you make notes again?
No. None of it's on here.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I see you looking down. You're always like with notes and shit.
Too bad you didn't take notes on the shyster you were working with.
Shut up.
That sounds really educated. You're always with notes and shit.
Thank you, Rick Santorum. Bet you frown on my college education too, stupid.
Really?
So, now, I like to change... You are a fucking radio speed bump. You really are.
Okay.
I like to take Joe on the road with me, because I like a soft open, much like our show. And, you know, I'd been offering Joe gigs and Joe local gigs, and Joe couldn't take any of this work because they might be doing tours. And these tours were conventions. They were doing conventions where nobody heard of them, but they were going to make their money selling merchandise. And Joe described, and me and Pip, we were concerned, we don't understand this. And Joe describes it as, well, it's like an Amway convention. Really? Your music career was like Amway.
Not everybody can work a bowling alley in the middle of Pennsylvania.
At least I got paid for my shit.
Was this
at least I didn't lay out $2,000.
Was it a band convention? Like
no,
a bunch of
the
bands?
No, the way it is, it's called, it was Corporation Market America. Now, what Market America does is that they sell all sorts of products. They sell, you know, perfume and all this other stuff. Everything. They sell everything.
Sold you a crock of shit.
Well, no, not them. Jesus. Not them. It wasn't them. It was my lead singer. So basically what...
My lead.
So basically what they would do is you go to a convention and they have a marketing division for music, which is called Conqueror Records.
What have they conquered?
I don't know. But what you do is these
$2,000 of you.
You have these 30,000 people going to the convention selling the music for Conqueror Records. And what you would do is you and maybe the other acts would play in front of 30,000 people and
sure
you sell your merchandise.
Sure you would.
Look, I'm just telling you on paper, okay? Nobody gave work a strip club on a Sunday. I know, Mr. High and Mighty.
At least it was an hour from my house and I got paid. Yeah. Just keep remembering that. I got
on a
paid.
A paper mache pole with two fucking...
Joe, how's that $3 million
advance? Oh, I'm sold. Did I open a can of worms?
Joe, how's that $3 million advance that you rock stars were going to get?
It still happened.
Sure it is.
Could still happen.
And the record label, as you said, you guys created a record label to release your CD.
Yes.
What are you, a fucking 80s band that used to have a following, but now
that's the way you do
it.
That's
Rock Good. That's Sushi Records.
Yeah, Sushi Records, yes. But that's the way it's done now. The record business has changed. It's not done
so where was this $3 million advance coming from if you're releasing it on your own?
If we were going on the road and doing these because you'd be playing all these conventions, it was, you know, the money would be at each convention plus what you would sell your merchandise. If you got 30,000 people there and you're doing at least 10% sales, 15%
sales.
You're not
doing 15% sales. You're not.
But that's the average.
You weren't doing 10-15% sales. How many of these conventions did you play?
We didn't play any yet.
Exactly.
We were supposed to work up. We were working out the bugs to do it.
Well, one of the bugs is your lead singer's a liar.
I won't. See what you're doing.
He's vicious, man.
But he's right. But what you're doing.
Wait, isolate that. We'll never hear that again.
But no, but you're looking at it a different way. The other guys that we were dealing with, the management and the company.
You're right. They were legit. Here was my problem with the band. First of all, to me.
Oh, God forbid if you're Torson and turn it at night. What would we keep him?
First of all, to me, it makes no sense to travel to the Midwest and Japan like they were talking if you can't even get a following locally. Like they
Hold on. You go to Michigan where there's two people there that might know you.
Right, but I'm not fucking going broke doing it. I'm getting paid.
Well, hold on, that money's rolling.
No, you're
right
the feature. You go broke doing it. No, but I'm not depending on merch sales.
Yes, you are.
No, not to make money.
Yes, you are.
I hope
you wouldn't let me give her a stripper one of your t-shirts.
Well, no. There's no
she
reason
to show the tits. Well, no, but
Joe, here was the real issue with the band. And I've said it before.
Oh, look, he wrote it down. Here we go.
No, it's not here, stupid.
Sir, I feel in my personal manifesto that you were being taken from my radio show.
No, I don't care.
I hardly
trust
felt
me, you're
at a market upstate New York.
Trust me.
I felt vindicated. Bullshit. We went to dinner one night. He's yelling at me. It's like, you know what it's like having dinner with him? It's like eating your dinner on 60 Minutes. You're going to get vindicated. I'm sick of time. I got coleslaw hanging out.
Do we have
my
a McClinton track to punish the audience with? So they can... He could not sing for shit.
Why are you talking like this?
So you understand? I've heard Anthony do
karaoke
drunk off his ass, keeping a tune way better than your lead singer when he's trying.
I know. Well, he was my lead singer for years till Opie snapped his ass up. What am I going to do? Wander the streets?
These radio guys are brutal on bands.
I don't know. Get yourself a hot chick to be your lead singer or something. You guys are good musically.
Thank you.
He was the weak link as far as I heard. When I heard the music,
and that's
the vocals were a little weak.
And you know, the lead singer is everything.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's the front person. They got to have a charisma. They got to look. Get a young guy. Get a young girl. Now it doesn't matter that you guys are older white guys.
Find a girl. Settle down. Settle down with a nice girl.
I mean, listen, I thought he was a nice guy. I didn't know he was the liar he was. But he's like talking they're going to be big stars. Really? You can't sing. There's a reason I don't sing. I can't.
There should be a reason you don't tell jokes either.
But Joe, here's the difference. I get paid to tell jokes. Yeah, I don't go,
money well spent.
I don't go, oh, this week we're going to be Carolines. Don't worry, I'm not getting paid for it. I'm just selling my t-shirts in the hallway. Come and see me.
Hey, stop stealing my game.
Rich Voss walked in. Hey, Rich. Good to hear you again.
Caroline's have a Nagila. Was it hot? Have a Nagila, have a tequila.
You know, Joe, here's what I don't know. You like to make fun of my comedy career, but as far as I can tell, for over a decade, I've been supporting myself with it, and you have never supported yourself just being in entertainment.
Well, that's true.
Okay, so shut the fuck up.
But I'm not driving. And we'll move on. 9,000 miles an hour. We should go. You know, we should have a battle of the comics, and we should go out.
And the audience is going, when are you going to get some?
Yeah, right.
Battle it out. What a throwdown?
Well, you can make your decision on me. I'll be at Governor's this weekend.
There we go.
Ah, nice.
Well, if it's the Battle of the Plugs,
and where are you going to be?
Where am I going to? I'm doing a firehouse. You would say something, but that's usually your specialty.
Upset.
Yeah, please. You only work in Long Island. When a comic cancels, they call you because they know you're open.
Yeah, you know what tolls cost? I'm not that stupid.
Well, that's not
bunch
too
of
crazy.
Firemen looking at the alarm going, come on.
Friday night, 4:30. Why haven't they called? You're telling me no comic got in a car accident this week? They hired all responsible comics? If Governors ain't calling, or Brokerage ain't calling, or McGuire's ain't calling, you can find Joe sitting in his fucking house.
That's true.
working on things to sell it.
Yes.
Yes, that's where you can find Joe.
Or on the phone with you going, nobody wants to hire us.
I work all the time. I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, so just came back from vacation. You just came back from a cruise.
Oh, what a wonderful cruise.
Where
yes.
did you go?
I don't know. Down there, south there somewhere.
South Carolina.
Amistad, they just took in.
Yeah, they just took me. I was Shanghai.
Shanghai.
I went to a Jamaica and Cozumel. Yeah. And Cayman Islands.
Ah, really? You're wearing the t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Look at you, you little tourist.
I have to look down to see where the hell I went.
Did you swim with the little the stingrays there?
Swam with the dolphins.
The dolphins.
I don't like the stingrays. They're stupid.
But they're
dolphins.
You hang out with him?
Dolphins. Yeah, shut up. They're like puppies, though. You see the flipper babies. You know, they're nice.
They're disgusting. Dolphins are fun. They do little tricks. They have human eyes. They have like people with doggy eyes. Yeah, like they got whites of the eye, and their eyes kind of look like, you know, they look at you because they're mammals. A stingray is a dumb thing that could be on the end of a hook and you eat it. It's not like
you can eat a
dolphin.
Too.
Yeah, no, get tangled with a tuna net.
Chicken of the sea,
delicious, delicious. But no. So it's like swim with the dolphins is one thing. Swim with you could go in the water and swim. Look, I'm swimming with a bass. Who cares? They're in the water. You're swimming with them. Dolphins though, they're kind of cool. You know,
you go to the cute. You go to the Aztec ruins.
I did that last time. Took an ATV up to the Aztec ruins.
Really?
So you've cruised before.
Yeah, I did that last year.
See, this was the first time I cruised where I wasn't working, so it was a little different.
They had a cook? They had bus staff on there?
It's good to watch you keep on trying, Joe.
It's kind of good, though.
I'm surprised as you are.
You know, you're like, hey, comic? No, he's cooking.
Don't you have the Staten Island Ferry to take? Isn't that your
That's
cruise?
All I can afford. That's the only cruise I can afford. I haven't been on a goddamn vacation in 10 years. No, because oil's expensive, and my wife thinks it fucking grows on trees. Like I got a derrick in the backyard. Oh, it's $500 a barrel. Oh, that's asshole.
Well, maybe if you didn't spend $2,000 on a shitty logo for a band that didn't happen, you could take your wife on a vacation once in a while.
I only paid a portion of that.
How much did you pay to get those T-shirts made up?
You know what? I think he's making them up, and I don't want one.
I don't want one either.
Don't even want one now, right?
Nobody wants one. Burn him!
He's ruined Zombo.
Here's what I've noticed about the crew. At least on Norwegian, the food is not really excellent. But it's just constant grazing.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
And the people... See, when I was working at a club, Med Turks and Caicos... It's like fucking retarded Tourette's. It's the worst of both cases.
It's just, you know,
everybody was in shape, so like the motivation is to get in shape so you can look like that, and I was in better shape. Now everybody's like 300 pounds on this cruise. It's like now's the motivation to go to the gym so I don't become even fucking worse. Was there a lot of fatties on your cruise?
Well, in the special area that my suite was in, I didn't see much of
you
the
You had to matriculate.
Gen pop, as I like to call
you
it.
You didn't hang out by the pool?
I had my own pool.
That's where the
you had your own pool.
We have our own pool. We have our own jacuzzi right on our own deck.
Oh, just get a fucking yacht then and be done with it.
I did. I had a yacht. It was called the Norwegian Pearl.
Yeah. Even the captain came out with a chart. Where do you want to go today? Want to go here? We go around.
I'm
the Italian guy. I'm Mr. Rocks.
I did cohort with the people. I go to the restaurant.
Did you sign some autographs?
There were a few people that were like, hey, Anthony, what's up? And then another guy, the steward from the plane. I knew you from somewhere.
Right? Well, that's what happens when you wear your hetero guy T-shirt out. Yeah. You know? It's like Mark Teixeira wearing the jersey out. Somebody recognizes
it. Someone knows who it is. I had a great time. I liked it. It was... I go to the restaurants though a lot. I don't like the buffet thing. I don't like their, you know, the food that they just put in the slop troughs.
The common folk eats.
Yeah, yeah. I like, you know, going to the special restaurants. And of course, all I have to do is ring my butler. And
you had a butler?
You ring the butler up and go, hello, or the concierge and go, I want to go to the Tapenaki Japanese at 8 o'clock p.m. Yes, Mr. Anthony, we will make sure that your reservation is put. Not can I make a reservation? I will be there.
Really?
Yeah, it's nice. Fantastic.
I think pretty much everybody can do that on a cruise ship.
All right, look, but it was special to me.
Yes,
because it was me.
I'm not really impressed by that part where you said you got your own pool.
Only time I wanted to cruise.
The fact that you got an operator saying we can make that happen for you, not so impressed. I got to be honest.
I tell you, a cruise is the best thing in the world.
How do you know? You've never been on one.
I was on a cruise 10 years ago.
As it pulls into Staten Island, and he's like, "Look, honey, here comes the islands."
I pull off the car.
Horseshit. I was on the Carnival Victory when it was brand new.
There's no victory for them.
Really.
Yeah.
You work hard. Take a sip of soda. Hope you choke.
Then what will you do? Fucking stare at the... Nah, never mind.
You know what? They named the soda after you. Zero. So, yeah, but I went on... Don't look at me with the hurt face.
It's the only face I have.
No, but it was great. A cruise rules.
Oh, yeah.
Can't afford to go on another one.
What'd you think of the entertainment, gentlemen? Did you go to see any entertainment?
Nah, I'm not a big fan of ship entertainment.
I went to a couple... I saw the farewell show, because... You know, I was with my family, and they wanted to go and see that. And I saw 15 minutes of the comic.
Well, hold on. What's the farewell show?
It's a little taste of everything.
All right.
Like a little taste of all the acts that they've had. So they had acrobats. They had singers and dancers. It was more of the comic. And I don't know this comic. And I don't know what the restrictions are on Norwegian. But, I mean, you talk about middle of the road. Joe always likes to say, well, dogs are funny. This guy was going, dogs are funny.
Yeah, really? You can't do anything on a ship.
It was just, and people are laughing like it's crazy. I'm like, this is the easiest shit ever.
It's got to be the easiest. I saw a comic maybe 2-3 years ago when I was on a cruise, and I did it on purpose to sit there and go like, I got to see how shitty this is. And boy, was it
shit. But the people are eating it up.
The people, though, you're right, you know why? Yeah. They don't go out to see comics. A lot of them are not even from, you know, the United States. So I don't know if they even have comics.
There was a lot of Americans on ours. It was mostly Americans.
And then it's like middle America. You know, there's no comedy club outside of fucking
East Bumfuck, Idabama. No, but see, this one left out of New York. A lot of Northeast people were at this one. And I call this guy a memory lane comic because everything was, hey, remember this, remember that. It's just like, oh, make me kill
me. I'm not going to remember this, at least.
This is making, $1,500 a week probably?
I don't know. You can't fault the guy. The guy's getting paid, but he's not somebody who I want to go up to after the show go, nice act. I didn't want to do that.
That was great.
It was terrible.
I wanted to see when I went to the comedy show on the ship, I sat in the back, and I said, I want to get goofed on. And my wife goes, well, you're a comic. I go, what if the guy knows me? Like a dick.
I doubt it. He's a different success rate than you are. Unless you brought him up at McGuire's one week before the raffle, I doubt he knows you. Now, we did do this one excursion in Florida where we went to see, have you ever been on an airboat?
Yeah, they do that.
Port Canaveral, and they do that.
Oh, now. Is that like the one that was on Gentle Bend?
Yes.
It takes you through the Everglades and shit. Right.
That is the coolest shit.
Yeah, an airboat.
If I lived down there, I would definitely get one of them.
Really?
You feel like you're in a land speeder from Star Wars. You're just like hovering and everything.
You see alligators and stuff?
Yeah, we saw a ton of alligators.
Cool.
Though. But here's the thing. So they take you, it's like Larry the Cable Guy.
Uncle Owen and Aunt Veru are dead, all burnt up in a pile. That's the land speeder.
Larry the Cable Guy takes you out on the tour and everything.
Larry the Cable Guy?
Yeah, the Larry that you are a maroon.
I don't know, stupid. I don't know where the hell you're going.
Yes, Larry the Cable. He couldn't get the big cruise gig. He's driving an airboat.
All right.
So, yeah, that type of guy. He takes you out. So he's pointing out these alligators and everything. And then there's a big old alligator right ahead of us. So instead of going around, he's got to get back. It can only be a 30-minute tour. Fucking speeds up, hits the alligator right in the head.
Ow!
Exactly.
You motherfucker.
You just hear thunk underneath it. So you get back and everything, and then they try to sell you shit. Here's an alligator claw and an alligator head and have some alligator bites. It's like, wait, you just took us out there to watch them in the wild, and now you're serving them for dinner.
Yeah.
It was very disconcerting.
He keeps on ramming them.
My daughter tried an alligator bite.
Really?
Yeah, she won't eat a fucking piece of fresh fruit, but an alligator is delicious, apparently.
Was it good?
Now you're going to have to go out and hunt the fucking
Have you ever tried alligator?
Nah.
It's like a chicken-fish combination.
Of course it is.
Of course it is.
I would think it would be. Yeah. It's reptile. I don't eat fucking reptiles.
What do you eat, sir? What do they bring up to you in your palace?
Well, I did have some filet mignon with a nice poivre sauce.
What's
a
poivre?
Here's the thing. My parents are Orthodox, and they were Orthodox Jews. There's other Orthodox Jews. So they go on this cruise, but they don't eat the food.
Oh,
they're eating like TV dinner, so you just see tables with tinfoil.
Oh, man, why? That's part of the whole
thing. It's a waste of the money.
They like it. They like it. To me, it'd be a waste of money.
Oh, so your parents went, too?
My parents paid for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were nice. They took us.
Really?
It was a good time. I had a good time with my parents, but I felt so bad.
If they take me next year, I can afford a vacation.
Well, maybe if you're nicer, they will.
Yeah. Did they nail a mezuzah up on the cabin door?
Yes, Anthony, they did. They absolutely did. And he wore his tallis every day to the buffet, you asshole.
A mezuzah. What does a Japanese car have to do with it?
Oh, Jesus.
You are a schmuck. That was funny, though. You are a schmuck.
The new mezuzah.
Here was the best thing about the cruise. Here's the best, because I don't like just going to a place for a taste. I like to get a house, like rent a house and be there for a week and just like chill like that.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
So the cruise, you gotta go by their own schedule and everything. The reason I would do a cruise again, they have this thing where you could drop off your kid and forget you have them.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was the best thing. It was like fucking childcare. So we could actually have fun. Or in our case, read books. I was very tired on this cruise. but that's the best thing.
Yeah, I saw there were a bunch of parents there with kids because it was, their little break that they have.
Yeah, there was a winter recess.
Yeah, so there were a shitload of kids there.
Well, yeah, because you went the week before.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I went the week after where there's less kids and everything.
But oof, some of them... Those high school girls, probably the last vacation they're taking with the parents. Wow.
Really? Were you inviting them into your room for a little playtime?
Ah, come on in here. Why don't we?
You want to see what a private pool looks like?
The window of the room was, it overlooked the pool area from general population.
Oh, you didn't have an outside view?
From general population?
Oh, no, I did. Okay. I had, that was the front view of the room. But then the side had the balcony.
The balcony.
I was the corner. If you think of a superstructure on a ship, I was the corner quarter of the superstructure. So I had the left-hand side was the balcony, and then the forward side was the actual front of the ship.
Oh, cool.
So I had like a whole corner of windows. So I could see everybody going down the water slide and everything. Yeah. And, watch a chick's top come off in the water slide in the pool.
Oops.
And, yeah. And it's one-way glass, so they couldn't see me.
So you could finish yourself off.
Just fucking. Oh, please. The ship started listing to the left from all the liquid that was there.
We got too much semen.
We're taking on something.
Look at all the foam in the water.
The dolphins are swimming by. Wow, it's a protein shake. Yeah.
Sir, I think we have a lubricant leak on deck 15.
Yes, I've heard you expound on pre-cum, so I call
expound.
And the virtues of.
Yeah. I happen to catch that live from the compound.
Yeah, you know.
I got to ask you a question. I was listening to the show, and Joe DeRosa mentioning that you had a girlfriend at the time that was so young when she got sick, you had to go to the hospital, and there was a giraffe in the way.
Yeah, I had to take a pediatric.
Wait, what?
Well, I was seeing this girl, and she, I forgot what was. Oh, she had like lower abdominal pains. You know that girl thing that they get sometimes.
Right.
And so they took her to the. I took her to the hospital, and they checked her into pediatrics. I think she was 17 at the time. And.
All right, yeah. Senator.
And she, so there I am in the waiting room, and there's zebras and giraffe paintings and fucking traced hands made into turkeys and, you know, thank you, mommy. It was very...
Did you read her a story and hold her hand?
I actually had to talk to, you know, I was like, so what's the matter? And they're like, oh, what relation are you? I'm like, oh.
I'm just fucking her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I would have told her. We just did a highlights magazine together.
That's funny.
The pain might be because the tip of my dick bottomed out. All right.
Well, Mr. Kumi, she's 12 years old. So?
She was of age
old,
in New York.
Old maid.
New York, at 17. The age of consent.
It's a good, good thing.
Although you can't take pictures or show pictures of erotic nature until they turn 18.
Right.
Clearly, somebody did
no videos or anything.
Somebody's been on LexisNexis.
Oh, believe me, you have to know these things.
You knew the case law, did you?
Yeah.
LexisNexis. What is LexisNexis?
Legal. That's
when you're fishing in the hatchery, you got to know the laws.
There you go. LexisNexis is what you do for legal research. You get cases.
Very interesting. We've learned something today.
Oh, educational show.
Emmocational.
All right, Joe. You wanted to talk about Oreos.
Oreos, 100th anniversary.
I have never been one for this interracial stuff. And I will... Oh!
We're going to get to Rush. We'll get to Rush Limbaugh and the Republicans soon enough.
I do like the cookies. Sorry.
Clearly, we were just hearing about it.
On that note, I'll take a leak.
Very good. Yeah.
And I'll shut my mic.
Oh, wow. We're not going to hear you tinkle. What a shame. Yeah. So tell me about Oreos, Joe. You were...
How Oreos are 100 years old today. 100 years old. Probably the ones in my closet are 100 years old. Boy, that was funny. 100 years old. Who the...
He can still hear the awful. He just can't comment on
but
it.
But how good are Oreos? Oreos fucking rule. I am so happy it's their birthday. I'm going to sing their praises. Who doesn't love Oreos? You dunk them in milk. You ever have Oreos in milk?
Yes, Joe.
Isn't it great?
It's fantastic.
How about those? Why don't you like Oreos?
I do. I just don't know.
You don't have the exuberance I have over the damn thing.
I don't want to fucking talk about them on the show.
Why don't you like... Do you like Doritos?
Yes, Joe, I do.
Why don't you... What kind
if you want to call in and talk about Doritos and Oreos, the number is 877-962-6847.
What kind of snacks do you like? Who the hell doesn't like Doritos and...
I just don't need to celebrate the birthday, Joe.
Really, really. Absolutely. What food would you celebrate the birthday of?
No food. Really? Would I celebrate the birthday
of? Look in the little thing there.
I'm not fucking celebrating the birthday.
Yeah.
I'm not celebrating a birthday, Joe. I'm not getting candles for an Oreo cookie. What do you get, a little tiny Oreo cookie and go, here, this is for you?
You never had a double stuffed Oreo?
Joe, can we please move on?
Really? I'm upsetting you with this.
You're not upsetting
me. I am upsetting you. You are upset about the Oreo cookies. You don't want to celebrate its birthday.
Number is 877-962-6846.
Well, well, well. I want people to know that I am damned happy that it's the Oreo's birthday. And I know that you're as excited as I am, but stupid here doesn't like snack food.
I just don't need to celebrate its birthday,
Joe. Right, okay.
Now, let me ask you a question. When an Oreo gets dropped on the floor, do you go to its fucking funeral and bury it?
I wish it was going to yours, but no. All right.
I mean, it seems like if you're going to celebrate a birthday, you should celebrate a funeral.
All righty. I will.
What about Oreo anniversaries? Like when it meets the little white Oreo cookie with the white filling, you know, because they have those too.
Oh, that would be great. Yes, wouldn't it?
It'd be the Barack Obama of cookies.
The Barack Obama of cookies.
Can we move on?
Okay, enough of the Oreos.
This show stinks.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. Moving right along. All right. So, what was in the news food-wise is are you familiar with Tiana, the Princess Tiana? I don't know why you would be, but do you know who she is, Joe?
No.
All right. She is Disney's only African American princess.
Okay.
Every cartoon should have one black person. So Disney's putting out these products as Disney's want to do, and she is pitching. She's doing dipping candy, and the flavor that Tiana gets. Is watermelon. Yes, the one black princess they give watermelon to.
Well, fried chicken was taken.
You're an asshole.
I'm not an asshole. What do you think?
Do you think this was intentional? I mean, Disney is a company that's usually on top of these type of things.
I don't think
it was
intentional.
How do you let that happen?
I don't know how it'll happen. I don't think it was intentional. I think somebody just fucked up doing quality control.
They have two flavors. They got Aurora, who's vanilla. She's a white bitch. She's up there. And they got Tiana for watermelon. I mean, you got a bunch of these princesses running around. You can't give it to Snow White or Cinderella or Belle or I know all the princesses or Ariel. You have to give it to Tiana. You got to give it to the black bitch. That's some. You know she's shaking her.
So it's two. It's just
two flavors.
Two of these flavors with the princesses on.
Yeah, the loser princesses that nobody gives a shit about. Sleeping Beauty, who's Aurora, and Tiana, who's Kissed the Frog.
Mm. Well, she looks pretty hot.
Yeah, she's amazing. All right, so people are in her outrage. Are we hypersensitive to this? I mean, because really everybody likes watermelon.
Oh, I love watermelon.
Of course you do, and you're not a black man.
No, no.
I don't think we're hypersensitive. I think this was a dickish thing of Disney to do.
I don't think they did it on purpose. I think they're just stupid that they didn't catch it.
What do you mean catch it? Somebody fucking pitched it. And what, I mean, this is a fucking, they got two flavors. They got two flavors and a boatload of princesses. This shit was done on purpose. Let's let the black one sell watermelon and she'll pick some cotton when she's done with it. I mean, you never see Tiana for KFC like you were saying.
No, but I think it would be a smart move.
How long do you think they pull this shit?
Is it still, they haven't pulled it off
the market? I haven't heard where they pulled it off the market.
They'll eventually pull it off the racks.
I was thinking though. How about if other cartoon characters were pushing inappropriate things?
Oh, yeah.
Like Fievel Mouskowitz from American Tail for Bank of America?
Fievel Mouskowitz from Bank of
America. You don't remember American Tail? American
no.
Tail? It was a little Jewish mouse
right.
named Fievel.
Right.
And they came to America, so I figured it would be offensive if you had a Jewish mouse pushing fucking banks. The Jews would be upset by that.
Mm. I like Snow White for cocaine. Mm.
I don't think Disney's going to get in bed with cocaine.
Yeah.
How about Dopey the Dwarf for the American Academy of Children Who Are Mentally Retarded?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. How about Yosemite Sam Adams? Do you, vermins? I'm making fresh all the time. Now I gotta go back to the ship and make another batch.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Winnie the Pooh for X-Lax. Come on, now that's funny and simple.
Hmm. SpongeBob birth control sponge.
I like that.
Hey, what are you doing, SpongeBob? I'm catching sperm, Squidly.
Rush Limbaugh's going, hey, that yellow sponge is a slut. Everybody's sticking it in all his porous holes.
We'll be getting to that in the future.
Sure we will. We can talk about that.
Mm.
All right, Joe, play Pumped Up Kicks for me. I want to introduce this. I got to go to... all right, well, there's a song, Pumped Up Kicks, which is about Columbine. And it involves shootings and everything. And they played it at my kids' dance. My little five-year-old kid's dance school. Jody, got that? Can you turn the volume on that? I can't hear it. Can it?
Turn up your volume. I don't
hear it.
Turn on the right fucking volume, stupid. Right. Tell me when it gets to the chorus. I can't hear it, but that's all right. Has it gotten to the chorus yet?
Not yet. This song sucks.
It's Norman Flint, I'll tell you that much.
Really, it's Willingly, we're a lot better than that.
No, you're not. Have they started singing yet? Are they still fucking
yes.
That's enough. All right, Joe, cut it out. So here's the thing. Actually, you can leave it play. It doesn't matter. Here's the thing. So they play this at my five-year-old school, the dance school. And this is about Columbine. Here are the lyrics to this song that they played. Now, they played it for high school kids. They were at a high school dance, but the school is so small that when the kids come out to the lobby to go to the bathroom and whatnot, they can hear a blasting and everything. Robert's got a quick hand. He'll look around the room. He won't tell you his plan. He's got a rolled cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's a cowboy kid. Yeah, he found a six-shooter gun in his dad's closet, hidden with a box of fun things, and I don't even know what, but he's coming for you. Yeah, he's coming for you. All the other kids with the pumped-up kicks, you better run, outrun my gun. All the other kids with the pumped-up kicks, you better run, faster than my bullet. Daddy works a long day. He'll be coming home late. He's coming home late, and he's bringing me a surprise because dinner's in the kitchen. It's packed in ice. I've waited for a long time. Yeah, the sleight of my hand is now a quick pull trigger. I reason with my cigarette and say, your hair's on fire. You must have lost your wits. And then it goes into outrun my gun.
You want the McClinton job?
I can keep me as well. So here's this song that a school is playing where little kids are running, and high school kids, about a gun tragedy, and I flipped out. I said, I go, what are you doing? I go, have you listened to, I go, this is about Columbine. Have you listened to the lyrics? Go, well, it's got a really good beat. There's a lot of fucking songs with really good beats. McClinton never made one, but they're out there and everything. I was just so incensed. Was I being the, I asked my non-spawning friends, was I being the overprotective parent for them playing this, or was I right that there's a time and a place?
How old were the kids? Five?
My kid's five.
They don't know what the hell's going on.
But they're playing it for the high school kids.
Well, they might know what's going on.
Here's my, I got no problem with the song. I listen to the song. I like the song.
You like the song? These guys should be called the Stink Fumes.
Yeah, of course they had a hit in regular radio. Play Nothing You'll Ever Know About.
Oh, really?
Play your Amway in the meeting, stupid. Yeah. No, here's the thing. I think when you're at a school, there's a certain decorum that, you know, you don't need them, a school, to subject your kids to this. If you want to leave it on for your kid in your house, that's cool. You know, but I don't think they need to be playing about outrunning guns and bullets.
In this day and age, I'm very surprised they did that.
You got
it,
yeah.
And they defended it.
I don't think, I don't know. Either way, like you said, I'm non-spawning, so I don't fucking know. But, yeah, I'm surprised that it even happened.
I think it is out of place.
Well, yeah. It's up to them to pick music that's kind of middle of the road because, you know.
Should have played
Wang Chung. What road is it? There's gunfire across the street. Don't go on that road.
Really? Wang Chung.
Should have played some Wang Chung there.
Everybody, you could have played some Wang Chung.
Sure.
You could. You play some Kids Bop. I don't give a shit. Just don't be playing Outrunning Guns. And then they defend it. Does it make a difference that it was played for high school kids as opposed to five-year-olds? Now, like I said, my five-year-old, she could hear it.
Yeah, the lyrics, the kid ain't going to know what the fuck the lyrics are.
They actually do know.
At five, though?
They do, because they repeat, because my kid's taking hip-hop, and her little friend says, so I know what I'm getting in. If she's taking hip-hop, there's expectations, whatever. A little shake your moneymaker. A five-year-old does not have a moneymaker. Wait till they're eight when Anthony will date you, and then they have a moneymaker. I'll take you on a cruiser.
It's a little coin purse right now. I'll become a moneymaker until they're 16.
Shake your coin.
Here's your penny, shake your moneymaker. But that's what they're subjecting him to. I mean, what about the school's argument that it has a good beat? So you guys agree with me.
I don't agree. I wouldn't be outraged by it. I would just be very surprised that they
You wouldn't be upset with
your
kid?
I would think that the person in charge of picking the music would be afraid that they were going to get fired.
But you know what? It's just another example of them not paying attention to what the hell they're doing. You know, you put together a song.
What's the average age of the person working there?
It's a woman who's been in business for years.
Really?
Yeah. She's been at a dance school for years. She used to be a rockette.
And she was the one, wow. And she was the one that was playing the music?
She was there. I don't know if she was teaching that particular class. She was within earshot.
Okay. Was the kid, but she might not know what the lyrics are. Was the young kids playing the song?
No, one of her instructors were.
How was the instructor?
I don't know, Joe. 20s, 30s, I don't know.
Okay, well, maybe they're not using comedy, you know, 20s.
Yeah, but Joe, if you own a business, which you probably never will, you need to know everything that is going on underneath. I know everything that's happening on this show, and believe me, I'm none too pleased. But I know everything that's happening. You know, when you work in your day job, you know the people that you're dealing with. You know what they're doing underneath you.
Yeah.
Well, it's your job.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's no way. You know what all your interns are doing on
the show. Oh, never.
He doesn't know what the hell they're doing.
Well, Opie knows what all the interns are doing.
No, not even Opie. We have a guy that's in charge of the interns.
A producer.
E-Rock.
Mm. Your producer.
He's in charge of the interns. I just know they better have my goddamn sandwich by 7 o'clock or there's hell to pay, motherfucker.
With a pine chamois.
Right.
So this brings up, Joe, please cue up the next video. This brings up the next thing. There apparently, and I think, Anthony, you'll be very intrigued by this. I'm sure you know this. You can get guns on the internet without a background check.
Eh, not really.
No, they did a whole thing as soon as we
I know they did. But
you got that
check? I'm not.
I'm working on it.
All right.
They left a few things out.
You saw the report I'm talking about.
You get illegal guns, that's for sure.
Right, but they're not doing a background check on it.
The second you get a gun.
Is it playing? I can't hear. Are you hearing? I can't hear anything.
I don't hear it.
I will be playing in a second. Uno momento, as they say in Spanish.
Yeah, you know Pip Helix. You're doing the best you can.
All right,
it's commercial.
It's a stupid commercial.
They do that with the videos these days.
That's why we like to have it queued up ahead of time.
And it used to be a 5-second
Now they're like 15, 30.
Now they're 50, 30s. They're
45.
Real regular fucking commercials on these sites now.
All right, this time.
Ah,
okay. I still can't hear anything in here, but whatever.
Crank it up.
No, the power button's not on.
How do
I turn the power on?
You just turn the volume thing up.
led by our national investigative correspondent, Jeff Ross.
Yeah, I think the battery's dead.
We begin with a hidden camera investigation exposing how easy it is for anyone,
so they're doing this report. You want to play the video of this?
I'm playing both.
And some say this is a major loophole in the law.
At gun stores, both audio and video.
You have to get a background check before you can buy a weapon. But online,
you
want to
wait?
Anyone from law-abiding citizens to dangerous criminals, even terrorists, can get just about any weapon they want, no questions asked. Our hidden camera investigation shows the deals going down in broad daylight in suburban...
All right, fuck it. I don't want to watch this. Let's just talk about it.
Hold on. Look, there's some of Anthony's favorite things going on here.
All right, you want to play a couple minutes of it?
And we were able to buy all of them in a single day.
Play a couple minutes if you
want. With no background checks, no questions asked. No.
The stream keeps buffering. Anything you can do from our end, doing it on all three devices, annoying. Why is it buffering?
And set up meetings at popular shopping malls.
So how much was it that we agreed on?
Tell me when you want enough of this shit.
We bought everything from this police-grade pistol. He could be a dangerous criminal, yet he still sold him this gun with hollow-point bullets.
No, they're meeting. What they're doing is that they set up stuff on the internet, and they're meeting people in a parking lot to pick up the guns.
And these guys aren't asking any questions.
Not asking any questions. Don't seem to care.
Willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly.
Even hinting he's a criminal.
Should we discuss?
No paperwork, no background checks.
Okay. No paperwork, no background checks. You know, you just go buy them online and then you go meet them.
Eight guns.
Good God.
Even this 50 caliber weapon, so powerful.
So we get the gist.
It could take down a helicopter.
Ready?
The people you just sold it to could be terrorists. And you.
Joe, you don't own a gun, do you?
No.
You go through legal channels to get your guns. We've talked,
sure.
We've talked about this. How do you feel that people are getting guns illegally?
Where are they doing it?
On the internet.
What it is that they do it on
What state are they doing this in?
They go all the states. They go onto a web search and they find where they use guns and they meet them and they meet in a parking lot and they buy they pay them the cash and they buy the guns. No background check, no nothing.
How about that? I could go to somewhere on this great globe of ours and buy weed completely legal
and then
bring it into the U.S. But I bought it legally, didn't I? Yeah. Well, isn't that legal now? I own it legally, right? Everything's cool?
Well, you can't smuggle an AK-47 in some chick's ass. Maybe you can.
My point is, the second it becomes an illegal weapon, it's illegal. This isn't a problem with the legal gun owning community.
No, it's not a problem. But you're a legal gun owner. Does it piss you off that people are carrying illegally? Essentially,
yeah, they should. Of course,
it gives you a bad name
doing that. But the way this story is presented, it's. I know what the liberal bias is in the fucking media. They hate guns.
Settle down.
They do. They hate guns. They hate gun owners. They hate the Second Amendment, and they never really let people know that this is an illegal practice. They make it sound like this is something that's going on that's perfectly fine.
No, they do not.
Yeah, they do.
They didn't. No, they did not do that with this article. They said it was all illegal. They were just talking about how easy it is to buy a gun illegal. Not that people are supporting it.
It's easy to buy drugs illegally. It's easy to do a lot of illegal things.
Guns kill other people. Drugs, for the most part, kill yourself.
The only
guns. guns are a tool.
Have you ever purchased a weapon online?
Actually, what you have to do legally is you purchase the weapon. The seller, wherever he resides in these United States, sends the gun to a gun store that you let him know. I would send it to Coliseum Guns.
Mm-hmm.
They then ship it through a licensed, you have to be a licensed seller and a licensed gun owner.
Mm-hmm.
They then ship it to the gun store. I then go to the gun store, pay them small fee for having done the transaction, and then go through the background check and all the paperwork at the gun store.
But that's different than what this was.
Of course it is.
They were meeting in parking lots.
Yeah, that's illegal. But don't make it sound like that's going on. And I know the media does this.
I never made it sound like that's going on. I said, does this practice piss you off?
This makes it sound like it's something that's legal that should be stopped.
No, it does not.
It absolutely does.
Put your guns away.
What did they say?
It says it's legal. But there is such a loophole because there's no background check. They're not doing any background check.
There's no background check in certain states. That's illegal. In some states, it's legal.
Shouldn't we have a background check on everybody if you're going to own a weapon? Would you agree with that?
I think so, yeah. I don't mind the background check. I could go through fucking crazy background checks.
I mean, if you're going to give somebody a weapon, do a fucking background check. Because, you know, I didn't know that there were certain states where you didn't have to have a background check. I know you said New York, that it's very hard.
New York is crazy.
Right. But New York's good, above, though.
No, New York is way too fucking crazy.
If you want to own a weapon that could kill somebody, shouldn't it be a little difficult? Should it be easier than buying a dime bag?
How about anybody can get a license to drive a fucking car, which is a deadly fucking weapon.
Listen,
a lot deadlier, by the way, than guns are.
I think
every
they should do reviews
country.
On that. I think every couple of years you should have to take a driving.
Driving car. Is a privilege. Gun ownership is a right. Given to you by the Constitution of these United States.
I want to get to you about the Second Amendment because I got questions about that.
Oh, boy.
No, I got questions. That's all right. You're the guy to go. So is the answer stricter gun regulation or regulation of the internet? Because there's got to be an answer. They got to close this loophole. This has got to stop. Would we all agree that this has to stop, Joe?
They have to regulate it. I mean, if you want to sell guns on the internet, if there's no net there or background checks.
There's already a law in place. You're not supposed to do it. What, make a law about the law? Tell the bad guys they're not supposed to do this? It's like, just take drugs and put it in place of guns in this situation. Well, this can't be done. They're selling illegal drugs. Well, there's laws against it. Yeah, but they should do something. What happens when you make stricter gun laws every time is it's more laws against legal